How do you think they did? It looks like Cole fought his way all the way through to third.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising in a little bit, but he wrestled pretty well. He won all of his matches on Friday night, which was pretty good. And then he had a tough guy, the champion. They ended up the guy being the champion on Saturday morning, and then he went and fought through for third. And third at that tournament's pretty good. That means he'll probably get the number three seed in the state, which is that's a good seed to have. It's a lot better than the number four. So it was good. Yeah.
Any really outstanding matches for him or the other two guys?
For Cole and Corin, they've only wrestled here in Petersburg for the first meet, and they've been kind of sick and battling injuries ever since. And so all the matches that they won were outstanding, just in the sense that, we were kind of out of shape and just still kind of working on the kind of getting a little bit better mat presence with more matches. And so every time they won, they did really well. So,
All right. So, team overall, it looks like you have another weekend off this weekend.
yes, this is a good weekend. We got a weekend off, and then we kind of threw an impromptu meet in Wrangell, which is really pretty cool. So next weekend after Thanksgiving on Saturday, we're gonna take Breakaway over and wrestle Saturday night and come home first thing Sunday. So yeah, this weekend is a good time for us to rest as a team. We've got injuries, and it's dark and rainy outside, and it's physically, mentally challenging right now for our team. So it's a good week to kind of focus on technique and do a little bit of learning. So
Back to the basics.
yeah, that's right, back to the basics. We got a lot to cover.
Okay. All right, cool. Anything else to mention, or that covered it pretty well?
Well, Adam was up there too. He had a tough first day on Friday. He was actually eliminated from the tournament Friday. He lost his first two matches for two tough guys. And so we ended up, nice thing about Anchorage is they have tournaments every weekend, all day, every day, it seems like. And so we were able to throw him in another tournament, and he ended up winning three and losing two by, the two he lost were by 1 point. But he wrestled pretty well the second day. But he's a little bit rusty too, and he knows he made his mistakes, and he knows about them, and we're going to work to correct him over the next couple of weeks. So it was good overall.
Both he and Cole, are they stuck at 160? Can one of them drop to a different weight, or?
Well, it's not. No, they can't. At this point in the season, we're kind of set in our weights, which is kind of frustrating as a coach, because not only do we have Cole and Corin there, but we have, or I'm sorry, Cole and Adam. We have Sawyer Briner at 160 and Noah File at 160. So out of the 10 guys we have on the team, four are at one weight, and it's frustrating as a coach when that happens, but it is what it is, and we're going to take what we can get. And it's good in a sense that now there's four guys wanting that varsity spot. So it's great for the room, because the best guy is going to get the varsity spot, meaning that everybody's going to be working and working and working to get it, which is great for competition in the room. So
can really push each other to work.
Yeah. And that's kind of how it is with other sports and, bigger schools, because someone's always trying to get that varsity spot, and it's not just a given to them. So it's that's good. But it'd be nice if we had them spread out over four different weight classes and make our team stronger overall. But we'll take what we can get.